From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Coast Guard is prodding BP to speed up efforts to control the oil that's been gushing from its damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. A letter the Guard has sent to BP sets an end-of-the-weekend deadline for the company to pick up the pace. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says he understands the frustration.
There's a huge amount of equipment out there. Large equipment working in very close proximity. But we're working on that right now. We're looking at everything we had in place, and we're looking to see if there's anything more we can do.
BP says it will respond to the Coast Guard's letter later tonight. BP is also coming under pressure from the Obama administration to suspend its dividends to shareholders to help pay for damage from the spill. Britain's foreign secretary told the BBC today that the decision should be left up to BP. Searchers have resumed their hunt for flash flood victims near a popular campsite in Arkansas. Emergency officials say two bodies were found yesterday from the flood that killed at least 18 people. Nearly two dozen are still missing. NPR's Wade Goodwin is reporting from a makeshift crisis center near the campground in Langley, Arkansas. He says the rain that fell Friday was devastating.
A lot of the rain fell not just on the campground, but all upriver of the campground in the drainage area that fed these rivers. And so when the flash flood came, it just came so fast that it was difficult for people to scramble and survive. But, you know, plenty of people did. But, from talking to the rescuers now, I think, perhaps we have not seen the end of the finding of people who have died.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting from Arkansas. Arab League Chief Amr Moussa is calling for an end to Israel's partial land and sea blockade of the Gaza Strip. Moussa is in Gaza today, 2 weeks after nine activists died on an aid ship attempting to break the blockade. NPR's Peter Kenyon is reporting from the Egypt-Gaza border.
Amr Moussa and his entourage passed through this border crossing this morning, marking the first visit of a high-level Arab diplomat to Gaza since the Strip was taken over by the Islamist Hamas movement in 2007. Moussa called for an end to the Israeli blockade of the Strip, which has severely restricted the flow of goods. Egypt has largely cooperated in the blockade, opening the Rafah border only rarely and for limited emergency and humanitarian cases. After eight Turks and a Turkish-American died during an Israeli naval raid on an aid ship 2 weeks ago, Egypt quickly announced this border would be open. Israel said its forces fired on the aid activists in self-defense. In the wake of the killings, pressure has been building on Israel to ease the blockade. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, on the Egypt-Gaza border.
You're listening to NPR News. Tensions remain high in the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan. Gunfire has been ringing out in the city of Jalalabad today as ethnic violence spreads across southern Kyrgyzstan. More than 80 people have now been killed and more than 1,000 wounded. Thousands of Uzbeks have fled their homes in Osh, Kyrgyzstan's second largest city. The interim government has given its security forces the authority to shoot to kill. The 64th annual Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, will be handed out tonight at Radio City Music Hall. As Jeff London reports, celebrity watchers will see a lot of familiar faces from the Oscars, Emmys, and Grammys.
This season, the magic formula for Broadway success was to import a star from Hollywood to appear for a limited run in a play or musical. Many of these stars are nominated for Tonys. Denzel Washington, Scarlett Johansson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Kelsey Grammer, and Sean Hayes among them. For the first time, all the nominees for Best Musical feature rock scores. American Idiot, an adaptation of Green Day's hit album, Million Dollar Quartet, set in a recording studio and featuring the music of Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis, Fela, a biographical show about Nigerian Afrobeat musician Fela Kuti, and Memphis, an original story about an interracial couple in the 1950s, with a score by Bon Jovi's David Bryan. The Tonys will be broadcast on CBS tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The NBA Finals are heading into a pivotal Game 5 tonight, the best-of-seven series between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics, even at two games apiece. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.